Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Y'all listening to Conversations with Laura. This is the 430th show on Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Kingdom Network. Let me fill y'all in on my life. So, last time I was on, I told y'all about how college was going, and I finished my first term already, and And so I got 2 weeks off until my next term. I picked my new classes. I got my books and stuff for school and went shopping for some more stuff for school. And I'm ready to go back. Well, not now I'm ready to go back, but ready, you know, to get back into it. So recently I've been spending time with my mom because I know she missed me all this time. She's so excited, y'all. Came home. My daughter's home every time she see me in my room. I can't believe you home. Well, believe it, because I'm right here.
I sure don't believe it. But you know what? God is so good because she busted her first trimester. And God has got more to come for her. And I'm just grateful to the Holy Father for keeping her for her 3 months. God is truly worthy to be praised. Her relationship didn't deteriorate. It got stronger. So she's off of putting a little bit tonight. So she was concentrating all on her mom today. It was all about me and her dad renewing our vows and getting us prepared for the rest of our lives together. So I'm just grateful to God for her being home.
Y'all been together for 25 years. 25? Since when?
Yeah. I don't count just the marriage. I count when we lived together. And
oh, God. So 25 years. I don't know how y'all do it.
Right.
Being around somebody for 25 years. I get irritated with somebody for 5 minutes. How can I be with somebody 25?
Right.
I don't know, like, God bless y'all throughout their whole time with kids, a beautiful family.
But you know that the best part, Laura, we couldn't do nothing without Christ.
Yeah.
That's why we try to tell y'all as kids, as the words say, train up a child.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. If we didn't train y'all up the way God would want us to, I don't know where you'll be, where your sisters will be. Y'all would be lost. But I know y'all want to make mistakes in life.
Yeah.
But y'all know it's a way to come back. All you have to do is acknowledge the Father, and he sucks you back into the flow, no matter how many mistakes y'all made.
So before the show started, you had asked me, you said, talk about my what'd you say?
I said, you remember how
I got to Christ or something like that. Mom, how you going to ask me that? Yo, my mom asked me, how did I get to Christ?
Just remember.
Do I remember? How do I remember? I know. I love God, y'all. I love God, you know. Hallelujah, I love you, God. But you will ask me that, like, I was born into Christianity. I don't mind it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. But, you know, I was born into Christianity. So it's like,
you had no choice. That was your address?
No.
Yeah.
Yes and no at the same time because I was baptized. How old was I when I was baptized? Like,
you were rededicated at 3 months.
Yeah, so... So basically, how it was like, I was born into Christianity, and I love it. But it's like I was born into it, so I don't know what. You know how people have stories, like, I've been through this, that, and the third, and now I found Christ. Like, I guess I found Christ in the womb or something. Cause
you were chosen. That's what it was.
Because I just didn't know how to. When you asked me, I didn't know how to answer. I'm like, what, Mom? Like,
because
what do you mean?
Like, people want to know how, like, some people have different type stories, and everybody has a story.
Yeah.
And I always went by what the Bible says. as the me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Right.
So when I got up in the morning, everybody got up, we all went to church.
Yeah.
You ain't have a choice.
Until that church tried to tell us to keep on wearing stockings all the time.
Yeah. No.
But it's like some people, they don't be born into Christianity. Some people do. But for the people who don't, like, I think everybody always going to find their way. They always going to find their way. Because it's like, how can you not find your way to God?
Some people wasn't taught. That's why.
But it's like they is being taught throughout their life. Their life lessons are showing them.
But you can be. If you don't know about Christ or hear anybody talk how good he is, because some Christians keep it to themselves, they don't want to tell the next brother or sister how they came through.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the purpose of testimonies are.
Mm-hmm.
A test today is a testimony tomorrow. That's why it's important for people to tell their stories. What made their walk? How did they get close to the Christ? What tragedy took place in your life that you needed to lean on?
Right.
And that's their story. But if you don't have a story in the test, and if Christians keep it to themselves, they're not sharing.
But if I was asked how I get closer to God, I could answer
mm-hmm.
that.
Well, how would you get close to God as being in college and going around a lot of?
How would you get close to God? When I'm younger, like me getting close to God, I'm not gonna say I wasn't really worried about it, but I always thought like I'm a Christian, so I'm in God. You know, I'm there. Like I'm there already. Yeah, I'm there already. But I don't know, like, you got to pray and stuff. You got to pray to him, like, if no matter if it's good or bad, like, if you're going through things or not. If you had the best day ever, like, you got to thank him for that day. If you had the worst day ever, thank him for that day because it could have been worse than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't know, you just talk to him and you just, like, in church all the time they ask me to sing and stuff. I love to sing. You know, I love to sing, but surprise me. Don't
mm-hmm.
surprise me with it. But I love to sing, like, that's how I think when I was in church, that's how I was getting closer with God, like closer and closer with God by singing and stuff.
Because
but you know,
that's the way you talk to God.
Yeah,
but
that's what I think.
A lot of people that don't know how to talk to the Father. Just like I used to tell even your little nephews and nieces. Like if I tell them, I said, you know what? Grandma got a headache.
Mm.
Now told me Sahara getting Aaron to learn to lay in.
Mm.
And say in the blood of Jesus.
Because you always say, I got a headache. Help pray for my head, baby.
Yeah,
pray for my head.
You
got
to teach them how to pray. You know, you got to
teach
those little things. And it's
but it's
very
like,
important.
In college, my the person that lived in my house, she was Muslim and stuff. But when I was telling her about, like, the church I go to and, like, how God is good and stuff or whatever, and then she was like, basically, that Allah not doing nothing for her. Or nothing for her boyfriend who's going through so much and he needs help. But when, like, for me telling her, like, how good God is and how my church is, because, you know, when you tell young people, like, oh, yeah, I go to church, they automatically think of the churches that be, like, you know, the churches that be, like, that so old, like, really, really, really old school. Like, you being a Jewish, you'd be like, oh, like, you know, like that. But you have the churches that be like, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes. Yeah, churches like that. Like, and that's the church I go to. Yeah, the upbeat youth churches. I go to an upbeat youth church. And when I told her about that, she was like, oh, for real? Like, when we go back to Philly, I'm going to come to church with you. And I just got to turn my life around and I got to, you know, get myself to Christ because evidently this other option is not working anymore. And I'm like, I've been trying to tell you, God, you know, but God was going to find you. God was going to bring you to him when he wanted you. Or when you know, things was getting really tough and you know that that's not working for you, God. You know, he got a plan for everything. He got a plan for a plan.
Amen.
But it was real good for her to say, like, since you talk about it and, like, I want to go to your church and I just want to get myself to him. I was like, oh, girl, yes, girl, look at you. Going the right way.
But some people, if your walk wasn't where it's supposed to be, she wouldn't have seen the price in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's important for you to talk your talk and walk your walk and not be a farewell Christian. Like on Mommy's show last week, I was like, you have to stand up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in the Word and it's whatever's an abomination to God, is an abomination to me. No, I'm not. I love you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the sin you carry. And it's a difference. And that's what I want, even with my daughters, I want them to realize whatever God the Father despised, it's already despised in me.
Mm.
So So I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to go to God for forgiveness. So that's what's important. So she seen your light,
yeah,
and your light was shining. And that's what brings them in.
Yeah. So in school, like in my history class, talking about the Confederate statue and them removing it or whatever. And first I didn't know that the Confederate, like, I knew what the Confederate was, but I didn't know, like, the statue brought so much, like,
animosity.
Yeah, brought so much, like, it was much more than just a statue.
Okay.
Basically. And they was like, because my professor, he had asked me, he was like, how do you feel about the Confederate statue and the removal of it? I'm like, it doesn't bother me because it has no effect on me. Until I started learning more about it, and it's basically, they put the Confederate statue up basically to put the blacks, African-Americans in place, showing them that, like, this is not over. Like, this is the man that fought for y'all to still be in slavery. This is the man that still fought for everything. Like, for white, basically, to still be superior. Yeah, like, and then when I found that out, I'm like, yeah, remove the statue. Like, remove it. It basically, they kept on trying to say that it's a reminder of our dark past. You don't have any reminders of our dark past that we got? We don't need one to try to, we don't need this one. Like, what is this going to do?
You're right.
We could just take it down. Other people are saying, like, that they feel as though that is their heritage. Like, some people saying it's their heritage. This is what they brought up. This is they believe what he believes and stuff like that. And basically, I was just saying that why would y'all want to keep that up? That I don't think it's a symbol of our, they put it in the right place. They using it as hope, like, to get back how it was when they put that statue up. That's what I think. Like, it's hope for them to have us back to slavery and stuff like that. I just think that. But it's like, I don't know, like, you know how people be like, if God, they be like, that movie we was watching, they were saying, if God's so good, then why? Yeah, they were saying, if God's so good, then why did he? No, the other one. He was like, if God's so good, where was he at when your wife died?
Oh,
I forgot what it's called. But, you know, a lot of people say stuff like that. If God's so good, why did he let this happen? If God's so good, why he let this happen? If God's so great, if God is, like, the best, like, why did this happen? And it's just like, it's all, like, everything is in place. It's in order, because something, this is just a test. This is just something that's going to happen. Like, you got to face this. This is just something that's going to happen, because it's something greater after this. Like, this is not the end for you.
But people don't realize beyond every tragedy is a happy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because of God, who he is, it's not him letting things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we did. We messed up as the human race.
Mm-hmm.
We shut our eyes to so much things, so many things that's wrong. Well, if it don't affect me,
yeah.
If it don't affect me,
yeah.
Yes, it do affect
mm-hmm.
you. Because as a Christian, if something you don't like, take it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Go, like I said on my show, get some prayers that shook foundations. When my grandmother prayed, God heard her. I ain't had to worry. And them the prayers we need to bring back.
Yeah.
We don't need those farewells to Christians. That, oh, well, if it's okay with God, well, he let it. No, no, no. We let it happen.
Yeah.
What they want him to do, stop talking to us for another 40 years? For 100 years? No, no. I want that communication with the Father. I want him to let me know when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I like that conviction that we have, because we have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
When did we doing something right or wrong? When they put that flag, that statue up, they knew what the statue said.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew. But guess what? That statue has nothing to do with my walk with right.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't bother me. They can keep that statue there. I'm okay with it.
But it's like when I realized everything that it was about, like everything that it was about, I'm just like, yeah, it should be removed, because some people are really offended by it. Like people who family or grandmothers or great-grands has been to slavery and stuff like that, it offends them, like knowing what they had to go through and this man is the symbol of it.
What? What they went through was a point in plan, just
mm-hmm.
like Hebrews. Come on, we got to think about the Hebrew children. They were in slavery. Come on. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of bondage. Now we in slavery in our heads. Because we keep God in the box instead of taking him outside the box.
Yeah, it's like they be scared. Like, what y'all scared of? It's God. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What's to be ashamed of? It's God.
He can do all things but them.
Like, as long as I know I got God, what am I scared of? I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared. Mm-hmm. Let's do this, basically. Let's go.
Yeah, because I got a greater plan, guys.
And I just feel like everybody should have that attitude. Like, any, like, Christians, I think all Christians should have that attitude. Like, anything that I go through, I know I'm going to be good because I got God on my side, basically. And there's some Christians that don't think like that. Like, they just be like, oh, I don't know about this. Oh, this, that, and the third. But it's just like, you got God on your side. Do your thing.
But what would you tell the teenagers that doubt?
I'm going to tell them you got God on your side.
But how about if they don't know who God is?
Then I'm going to explain to them who God is and how good he is, and then you know everything he do.
All right.
And let them know, like, this is, let me tell you, this is what he do. This is what he did for me. This is what he did for people I know. This is what he did for you, but you ain't need to know. You know how people tell you stories like, yeah, I've been through this, but then this happened. That was God. I've been through this, but then I got lucky. No, that was God. But go ahead. Like that. Like, yeah, people, they, God be with people all the time, and they don't even realize it. They just be so, I don't know.
I call it self-absorbed.
They be so self-absorbed, they just think it's luck or it's this, that, and the third. No, it's God. You don't know, but it's God. I'm letting you know it's God. No, I was lucky. It was God.
It was God. That's what I love about my relationship. I tell people, like I tell my girl Della, my client Della, I change for no one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same when you first met
me.
I'm the same today.
Right, Lou?
And I'm going to be the same until God calls me home.
We don't change for nobody because I
love me. I love the God that I serve.
Mm-hmm. And I love the way God made me. And I'm going to stay this way unless he want me to change. Unless he want me to change, I ain't changing for nobody.
I know that's right.
Unless you want me to do something else, I'm not going to do nothing else. Well, I ain't going to do nothing else, but you know what I mean. Like, unless he want me to change my ways, that's the only way I'm going to change my ways, because God made me this way. He would have made me this way if he didn't want me to be this way.
Because people realize, I tell people, I was a fighter in the street. That's what I did. You make mad, I hit you.
Mm-hmm.
But now I fight in the word. And that, I'm not changed. I didn't change. I just don't have to hit you with my fist now.
Mm-hmm.
I can hit you with the holy word. And it sticks, it hits you harder because you want to feel that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, I'm saved. I can't laugh. I can't dance. I can't have fun. Who said?
Right.
I have fun with my girls. I have fun with my grandson.
Yep.
Lil from 27th and Cumberland. He say some things I don't like.
Lil.
You know, but that's, he's going to have to go through his test. His trials, his tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he go through, he's going to come out on his other side because he got some word in him. He got some word. All right.
And it's like we don't even be realizing, like, everything might not go as planned. But, you know, like, with us, with this family, it seems like everything, people think everything go right all the time. You know, everything don't go right all the time. Like, most of the time, you know, it goes right.
We have our turmoil.
Yeah, basically, but. It's just like at the end of every situation, God always comes through. Like, he never, like, we might think he leaving the tank game by doing this, or, like, we just be like, God, really, like, you really just do that or something like that. But then it'd be like, something better coming. You'd be like, oh, that's what you was doing. Like, okay, do your thing. Like that.
Yeah, but that's so true. When we have a relationship with God, we have to have that relationship and that security in knowing he has you. He has you in every aspect of your life. And when you went off to college, I had to remember, he had you. He had you.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting ready to think about my husband, my grandson.
And that's what I had to realize in college. Like, I know I'm not around my mom and them. Like, and that's, you know, I know they pray for me all the time, and they pray for me when I'm away from college. But I know I was, like, good because they just, you know, you can tell, like, you can tell a Christian, like, as soon as they walk, if they about what they about, they about their Christian, you can tell. Like, you can tell a Christian when they walk in the room. And it's like with my mom and them, like, knowing that they wasn't with me, I knew I had to step up with my prayers and stuff and not expect, you know, you're not people like, pray for me. Or I, like, the way I see it, I'd be like, people can pray for you all day and all night, but it's like it's up to you to really get on your knees and pray. Like, that's what I had to realize. Like, I gotta, y'all faith was strong enough, and I was, like, using y'all faith sometimes. But it's like, now I had to gain my own, and I know now. Like, I really,
I know that I know he's real.
That's what I know. Like, I've not been to he was real, you know, but, you know, like, just just moving, living from here, like, taught me a lot of stuff already. But in school, like, in school, college, like, they already would be like, Lord, you got an old soul, this, that, and the third. But my friends, they already know. Like, as soon as they say something, they're like, well, don't say that around Laura. She a church girl. Well, what exactly does that mean? What category does that put me in? Like, yeah, I'm a church girl. Oh, that's right. I am all day long. I will pray for you, and you. Right here.
Amen.
And I had to pray for a couple of my friends already. Like, already, because it was like they going through a lot of stuff, and I had to pray for them because it felt like, and I didn't feel like that's what I had to do, but I felt like that was the right thing to do, praying for them. And praying for them made them feel more confident about the situation they was in. Like, me saying that I'm going to pray for them and actually praying for them in front of them and praying for them with them, it made them feel more confident, like, more, like, confident about the situation they was in. And...
But you know what? That says a lot that they trust you.
Yeah.
And they know that relationship with God is who you are.
And it's
are.
Like everybody there knows I'm a Christian. It's like I just got there. But I know y'all better know who y'all walking by. Y'all better know who walking in this room and who she served. Y'all better.
That's right.
And if y'all don't, I'll let y'all know.
That's a good thing because now you can lead them to Christ because they see the walk you walk.
Yeah.
And like I said, next month is your family and friends. That's why Chappie and Pastor Toy and D Block Andrea wants to come up there and do a live show.
Yes, y'all can come up there and show them some things, okay?
Yeah, come on, we can do this.
But what I'm about to say.
But if you want it, like the friends you have that see your walk with you, the way you walk and how you talk and how you carry yourself, you like them to see the God in you.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, like this song, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus. You have it in you as long as you accept it.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the message.
And then they ask me, they be like, why are you so confident? Or why you never be scared to do this? Like, why you never be scared to sing? Why you just be so ready? Why you never be scared to talk in front of people? Why you never be scared to do this, that, and the third? And I'm like, just because I know that God is with me, and then if he don't want me to do something, then he wouldn't bring it my way, basically. So like, it ain't why, like I'm just ready to, like I'd be ready to do anything, like singing wise and stuff like that. I just be ready, and I just be ready. Like my confidence is there; it's always been there, and it's because of God. Like there's some people that. They just so shy, and you find out they have no religion, basically, like that. It's like that, but, like, I don't know. I think God, I don't think. I know God give me more confidence. And this is Conversations with Laura, and this is the 430th show on Purpose Kingdom Network. Oh, y'all can call in and talk to me at 323-870-4174. Again, 323-870-4174. And y'all push one to talk. Like, talk to me, you know?
Amen.
And y'all can ask me about school and how that's going. Y'all can talk. Yeah, and I want to talk. I just want to talk to the youth. You know, I talk to anybody.
Amen.
But everybody call in. You know, talk to me. Let me know what's on your mind and what things y'all had to think of, what things y'all had to think about and what things that y'all had to change about yourself. Or what thing, like, what do you think God gives you? Like, you know what's a characteristic? Not a characteristic.
Yeah, it's a characteristic of God. They, God got attributes.
Like, what do you, heaven. Like, you know, like, what you think that God boosts in you? Like, God boosts my confidence. My confidence, like, anywhere I go. Like, he boosts my confidence. So what do y'all think God
boosts? I think he did it to me, too.
Boosts. I keep on saying boo.
Because at one time, when Chappie asked me about the show, I was like, because I was afraid to talk to people. I wasn't afraid to talk about God.
Yeah.
It was just the fear of talking to a larger group of people. Now I don't have that fear because that was something I had to pray about. God, I know you're in me. I know you don't give me the spirit of fear. So this is something I'm going to conquer. And I told her, yes, I'll do it because I can only go by my walk. my relationship. I can't go by nobody else's. You know, so I'm grateful that God gave me the wisdom to raise my children, me and my husband, the way he wanted me to. They're going to make mistakes, but they know they can go to the Father for forgiveness because it's not me to forgive them.
Yeah.
It's not me to judge all of y'all mistakes. It's my job to love y'all and show you the way. That's it. So I'm just grateful that y'all's relationship with God is growing. And I'm grateful that my grandkids are asking to go to church.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back to church because I've been in college for too long.
Yeah, well, I want to go to church Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's a plan that for us all to do Sunday.
And I've been in college, like, I just been away from, like, you could pray all the time. You could pray all the time. But it's like, it ain't nothing like being in church with everybody, like with a bunch of, yeah, like with a bunch of people that's like hungry, like they just ready for it, like they just ready for everything. And it's like, ain't nothing like being in church with like, and just hearing the music, and they be like, and you can tell they feel the music, like you can tell somebody just playing or somebody just singing, like they just singing, but you can tell when they going. Lord, I need you to wrap your arms around me. And then it's like I catch myself in my room, in my dorm room, and I just be playing all this gospel music, and then my roommate come in and be like, oh my God, this is my song. Let me let you listen to this song that I like. Every time I'm sad, I listen to this song. And I'm like, girl, let me let you listen to this song. And it's just all gospel music. Like other people just putting on Cardi B. Let me listen to this Cardi B. Looking at this K Michelle. Like, yeah, I listen to them and I like them, but it ain't nothing like no gospel music. Like it ain't nothing like no gospel music. And it's like a gospel song that relates to everything. You want to know what I realized?
What,
I realized that I think people like gospel singers, they go to chapters in the Bible, like different verses and chapters and stuff, and I think they make their songs about that. And you know what I'm talking about?
Every I think the Bible has poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Like the book of Psalms, it's a book of poetry. And that's how much he loved us.
And then I just love, yeah.
And then you got the book of Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just an awesome thing that we know. Everything that we go through right now,
mm-hmm.
is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like crazy. Everything is just in the Word.
Yeah.
Because it happened way back then.
And it's just doing it.
And it's just repeating itself.
Yeah.
And God's still waiting for us to what? Get it right.
Yeah. It's like, you know how people be like, you know how movies like I keep repeating the same day, and it's like you gotta keep doing it until you do this one thing right. We're not gonna tell you what this one thing is, but when you do it, you'll know because everything's gonna be different. It's like that's what God do. He gonna make us keep doing the same thing until we get that one thing right. He's not gonna tell us what it is, but we're gonna keep doing it until we get it right. We don't, and it's like people can get frustrated about it. People could just go along with it. People can be frustrated like, what is it that God wants us to do so we won't have to keep, you know, living through the same things or going through this or losing people that we love. Like, what is it that we got to change and stuff? But it's like, you just got to live life the right way. And then you live life the right way, basically. Like,
I tell them that, but I say, live life the way you want people to treat you and carry you. If you can do that with everybody, if you want somebody to treat you with love,
mm-hmm.
treat that next brother or sister with love. Don't tear each other down.
Yeah.
Try to build each other up. Try to encourage them. Especially, please, let them know, look, Jesus loves you, but so do I.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. If we can do that every day of our lives, this world would be so much greater.
Yeah.
If they want to make the world great again, put Jesus back in church the way he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Put him back in school the way he's supposed to be.
Remember that me and my mom just watched a movie about how this man, his wife died. He was a teacher. They was both teachers. His wife died or whatever. And he went through a lot of stuff, like basically coming back to like being himself or whatever. And then when he got back to school, he wanted to make a Bible club, but it was students. Guys club. And he was students that wanted to join it. But the principals and stuff like that, they was basically against it and tried to do anything in their power to basically make that group not happen. So, like, the man's daughter, she was, like, she knew her stuff. Like, she knew her stuff.
She knew the word.
She knew the word. Like, she knew her stuff. Like,
but he was, like, doubting John. his wife told him, like, I know I'm not going to be here. I know I'm leaving this world, but I want you to pray with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he began to pray with her, God began to use her in a mighty way to show him the right way to go. And God do things for a reason. And
yeah.
A reason. So I just tell everybody, pray without ceasing, because prayer is the key. Even to the young people listening,
yeah.
Prayer is the key.
And that's like you can't, what is that, what they say, like you can't say that too much. Like you can't, that cannot be overrated. Like you pray. Like you cannot say that too much. Like, that's what you need to do is pray. If you're in any situation, just pray. Like, you just got to pray. Like, if y'all going through anything at school, a teacher, you think, you know how kids be, this teacher keeps messing with me, I think he don't like me, pray about it. This girl keep messing with me in school, pray about it. My boyfriend broke up with me, pray about it. You losing friends, just ask God to pray. Just pray to God, like, basically, God, take anything negative on my life, and you'll see how many friends you'll lose. And you won't even think they was negative until you start losing them and you take them friend glasses off and you put on the outside of the glasses on. You'll see that everybody ain't good for you. Just pray about it. Like, just pray about anything. Because, you know, teenagers nowadays, the internet is, like, the most thing that'll make a child really stressed about anything. Like, it's the main thing. Basically, like, cyberbullying. Like, they do that all the time. People on internet trying to kill themselves. They go on live trying to cut themselves. They go on live trying to do all of this. And it's like,
yeah, that's why
it's crazy.
I try to put scriptures, positive things,
mm-hmm.
not just, I want people to realize my God is real.
Yeah.
He's real. He's real. And I tell people, pray, find out for yourself how good he is.
Like, I can tell you what he did for me all day long. What is about you understanding what he did for you, what he has done, and what he's going to do. Like, it's you. Like, it's you.
It's just, he's really, 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 really. Everybody's like, that Campbell Soup commercial, he's just really good. And that is so true. Because they used to say that about Campbell Soup. It's so good. But my God is better than that. My God is better than that. Ransom, what you think about your God? Tell me.
I mean, the man upstairs is definitely great.
Okay, A1.
The man upstairs is definitely great.
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't get any better than that.
But it's like, it's just, I be feeling so bad for, like, the teenagers and stuff now and the kids, that like, the next generation. I just feel so bad for them because they going through so much and they just lost. Like, it is like, they just all lost in the same thing. Like, everything is the same with it, like, this generation, like, you know, the 2000s. Everything is just the same.
If
like,
you
the
can
same.
Say a couple words to the next generation, your generation, and then the next one, what would it be?
I would say, like, y'all probably hear this from your grandparents, but I would just say, like, turn your life over to Christ and turn your life over to God, and everything's going to be fine. Like, everything's going to be fine. Y'all, I just got so excited on this radio station right now because my friends just walked through the door. I love them. Say hey to the radio station.
Hi.
That's Monty. Mar J, say hey to the radio station.
Hey, everybody.
We were just talking about how good God is. Even one of her friends, she's the opposite of what my baby is, but she's still her friend. And that's what makes the circle, the differences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be different.
Yo, for the, what you just asked me, Mom, like the next generation, like, you know how, like, everything is just so, like, they just lost, like, real lost.
Oh,
this generation,
God.
Like,
I thought we was lost. But if you can tell the next generation something positive,
what would you say?
What would it be, Monty?
I would tell them to actually listen to their elders, because everything we've seen is really the truth. Like,
and it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you may have heard this from somebody, but it's like, this is really. What would you tell them, Marjay?
Marjay, what would you tell?
Like, I would tell them to be themselves.
Yes, be, yes. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's, this generation is
just
so
long. How about if they don't know who they are?
because they're around so mm-hmm. much. I want to be Carly Bae. I want to be. You know how? You know how would they know who to be?
It's okay to be yourself.
Yeah,
it is, because there's a lot of people.
It's gonna take time to find yourself, though. Yeah, find yourself. You gotta find yourself.
Not really, because it's people out there like you. It's mm-hmm. other people that have the same interests as you. Mm-hmm. Some people that actually like everything that you like. So if you be yourself, you'll have to be accepted.
And that's the thing. Like all of us. Though, we all different people. We got different personalities, and we all ourselves. Like, in any situation, right? Like, in any situation, we ourselves. Like, we don't care what nobody say. In school, we was wearing our colorful socks. We didn't care what nobody said. We had our bow ties on. We didn't care what nobody said.
That's how we was friends.
We get our weave. It could be short. It could be long. It could be stiff. But we don't care what nobody said, because this is what we used to, like, this is what we do.
That wasn't me.
And it's like, I'm like, God, he's just so good. Like, God is just so good, y'all. Just don't understand.
God is good all the time. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes. Like, people don't understand. Like, they don't understand how good God is until, like, they. You know how people be like, Monty and Marjorie, y'all know how people be like, this happened to me because I was lucky?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sis, you're not lucky.
You want to know what's crazy? You know, Barry, who we used to go to school with,
mm-hmm.
so he was basically saying how good God is, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of you said doubt him about singing and stuff like that, and
yeah,
he go to church every Sunday and he pray, but not even just that, he was saying basically sometimes you can't make it to church,
mm-hmm.
just because you can't make it to church
don't
mean
mm-hmm.
God don't know your heart, basically.
Yeah,
and now he's going to be on Empire, and also
Jeffrey.
And he was singing on stage with Brandy. So,
oh yeah, he definitely was.
Just because you can't make it to church, or just because you're not,
he told me
you want to
do a song with me too.
Don't mean nothing,
right? It don't. And but it's just like, it's just the love of a church that, like, when everybody worshiping together, just make it so like it's a boost. But it's like, it don't knock nothing down.
That's the purpose Kingdom Network. Everybody's not going to go into church, but everybody got cell phone. They can put the word on.
Right.
They can be taught something, and as you grow in Christ, you can find a church that you can
mm-hmm, gravitate
grow
to.
In that gravitates to you, that'll give you that extra boost. You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you're down and depressed, you want somebody to pray for you. You want a prayer that's going to get good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the purpose of finding yourself a church home where you can grow in and with. So your relationship with God will grow within you.
Ma, you know what you asked me earlier? You said, like, how would I tell people how I got closer to God and stuff like that, or how you can get closer with them, like a closer relationship, basically. And I would say, you know, pray your partners. Like, that is, I don't know, like, to have somebody in college, if I had somebody to pray with, like, there with me,
mm-hmm.
like, it would be so much better. Like, if you had somebody the same, like, interested in the same thing, and, like, interested in God as much as you are and stuff like that, and praying with them. And y'all know y'all, like, what y'all praying about is serious. Like, you can pray by yourself all the time. It works and stuff, but it's like, it's nothing like praying with.
Two or three, yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, like, there's nothing like praying with, like, a bunch of people.
But it's even better when you're the only person and you can basically teach them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a whole bunch of people that don't really know. You can inform
them.
Yeah,
you let them know.
That's even better.
And then when they learn and they are just all doing it, like, it's just like, yes, y'all, this is what I was talking about. And then y'all see, like, wow, God.
Because
so
out of all
good.
Our friends, you was basically the only one
yes,
that was more into church. And then
yeah.
you got me into it.
Yeah, but we were
and
in
then
the crying and stuff.
Like, and I got baptized and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good when other people don't really know about church, or don't really know about God, or don't really know what they want to do, or don't even really have a religion.
Because it's your chance to let them know what your God, like, what God is about.
So we're going to do something a little different now. We're going to do the call of salvation a little bit earlier, because we want y'all to know this relationship with the youth of our future, and with the youth that my daughter, that's why I tell people I love my daughter so much. I love them so much because they have an influence, and they don't realize some people come around them because the God they serve. It's not them, it's the God that's within them. But guess what? Y'all can get the same relationship too.
Yeah. I'm going to read John 3:16?
3:16.
Oh, God, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah, go to the next
In the next one, 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth, the way that we say it in this Bible right here, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, if it's people that's listening that's not Christians and stuff, like right now you can give your life to him right now by saying the few words, by basically believing in the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, by believing that God let his only Son die on the cross, and that God is with you all the time, and that God will bless you regardless of what's going on or what you're going through, and that God will never leave you. Just believe in God, and that He will let things happen. And, you know, just believe. Just say those words, and then the next step is by going out and telling somebody that you just gave your life over to Christ. And I think I did that right. You believe, you know, and say those few words, and you just let somebody know. And you let somebody know when you convince them to do the same thing you just did. And I think that's the call of salvation. I think I did that. That was my first time. Y'all, I don't know. You know, I don't know how good that was. You know, it's a little rusty. Not rusty because I didn't do it before, but it was a little new. Do I have any callers? Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord.
I tried.
Praise the Lord. You did a wonderful job, sweetheart. All of you as a whole did a wonderful, wonderful job on the call of salvation this evening. And as she said, you basically believe. Once you believe, you accept them. And
yeah.
Once you accept them, you tell somebody. That's it. That's the whole thing. And what is it you believe in? Everything that these young women were testifying about this evening, everything that Laura and Reverend Maureen were talking about this evening. So, yes, sweetheart, you did a wonderful, wonderful job for the call of salvation, because as the Lord said to me earlier, some young person was listening for your voice tonight, for God's voice through you. And we bless God for your obedience for that. I had requested at the start if we could do a special prayer this evening. And I'm asking for the warriors of God to touch and agree with me this evening. I'm asking for those who truly believe that God is the same today as he was yesterday and that he will be forevermore. I'm asking you to touch and agree with me this evening. I'm praying for a young man who goes by the name of John. He is on life support, and I'm just believing God this evening that this test will be the testimony that he tells on this side of Zion. So if you are a doubter in the prayer we're about to pray, if you don't believe God, then we're going to ask you to just put your phone on mute for a minute and put it down. Give us about 3 minutes, and you can come back and join us. But for those who know that God is who he says he is, I'm asking you to touch and agree with me as we go to the throne of glory for Brother John. Father God, we come before you this evening first and foremost praising your holy name. For we know, God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending of all that is, all that was, and all that will be. Father God, we come calling you this evening, standing in the gap for the young man, your creation, your son, John. Father, we know that all things are in your hand and that your will and your word is final. However, God, I come calling you on this word this evening with those touching and agreeing with me that you said in your word that anything we come before you asking in your son Jesus' name shall be granted unto us, and that if we had the faith the size of a mustard seed, we could tell mountains to move. But Lord, you also said through your son Jesus in your word, God, that what those miracles that he did, we would be able to do, and that much more once the Comforter came. And the last I checked, the Pentecost has happened. The Comforter has come, Father. So I come calling you on your word this evening, God. We are asking for a miracle this evening right now. You know where he is, Father God. You know the hospital, God. We know that you can touch his body right this second, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking for that miracle like Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. We're asking for that miracle like him giving sight to the blind man. We're asking for that miracle like him making the mute talk in the dust here. Father God, we're asking you for that right now miracle in the name of Jesus, God, like only you can. We have heard the doctor's report, but we know that you are the great physician, and we know that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, Father, we come by faith asking and speaking and decreeing in the name of Jesus life upon this young man, that John will come forth in the name of Jesus out of this situation so that he can testify to the glory of God in the land of the living, so that you can use his testimony, Father, to draw those around him to a true relationship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this prayer and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We ask each and every one of you to continue listening in with us this evening. We are broadcasting live at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You're listening to Conversations with Laura or CWL Ministries. You can follow us on Facebook, on Google Plus, and on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email all questions, comments, suggestions, and concerns to us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We are praying for you. We are praying with you. Oh, one more thing. Please join us back here tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at the 9 p.m. hour with Study for Life. We will be discussing tomorrow the signs that Jesus' return is at hand. So please join us tomorrow evening. Wonderful, wonderful job, Sister Laura, to the young ladies who joined in. Reverend Maureen, ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you. And I want to do another prayer for my niece, sister, and for a friend of mine. Let me tell y'all what they're going through first. So they go like my niece sister. If I have a caller, you can bring them on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Antonia Bass of Peripheral Vision, fellow co-host. But I just wanted to say briefly the message that you have. To just let people know that there's a God out there who cares about them and loves them. And I love the profession that you have for your love and faith in God, because it's in a world that is not a fair world out there, and they need all the affirmation they can get. So it's a wonderful job that you do, Laura, and you know, Sister Maureen, and all the others who's supporting you on the message, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
girl.
You're welcome.
Okay, so about the prayer. Let me just pray for that. Okay. Lord God, I want you to put a hedge of protection over Sanaya and over Zori and pray that their conditions change and it just be like a miracle. You know how you work your miracles and stuff. Just work a miracle and do your thing, you know, and cover them with the blood of Jesus and just let their parents know that this was just a test and this was just a right now thing. It's nothing that's going to hold them down, and just God, just bless them and just get them strength, get their parents strength to give. Just give them strength. Give the doctors that's working on them strength, and just bless. Just send blessings all around them, Lord God, because she's very young, and there's a lot of people that's young that's going through that. She has brain cancer. She's very young, Lord God. Please, whatever your will is, let it be. But you know, God, I love you and all. You know, but come on, God, just bless them, and just let anything negative around them, let it go away. And your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But y'all guys, like, I don't finish my term, y'all. God is good. Grace is good. Hair growing. Skin clearing up. You know, got my black soap today. This face is getting ready to be clear. God is just good. You know, nails done. I ain't get them in a long time. You know, because the nail place down around my school, they is terrible. I refuse to go and get anything done from them. Like, I refuse. My nail, I got an overlay. I got an overlay from the nail salon around my school, around my college. Y'all, my nails are so uneven. It's an overlay. How can you get that wrong? You just go over my nails, my regular nails. But it's like, I'm just so happy. Like, it's a blessing to get my nose done, y'all. It's a blessing. I can't wait to get my hair done. I just can't wait to, you know, not feel like myself, but I always feel like myself. But, you know, be updated how I'm used to being updated. And I just thank God for everything, for getting me through this term.
Do you feel like a song for us tonight before you go off the air?
Yes. You know, my nephew, he's been, like, going viral with all the songs that he sings. And he might not know how to sing. But you can tell every time he sings that he feels the song that he sings.
Amen.
So let me see a song that we all know. You know?
Sing what that I know because, it's coming from the heart with me. Like, even though I can't sing, but
yeah,
I can sing. Let me not say that because I'm a different type of singer. It's a different type of singer. And, like, let's just sing some guys where, you know, let's just get hyped up one time. You know, let's just feel it, you know?
Amen.
You know, there's a voice that cries out in the silence.
Yes, that's God. Yes, I know that song.
All right, come on, ready, set, and go. Or you want to sing "Break Every Chain"? Which one you want to do?
I think the real one.
Yeah, you can sing the first one. Let's sing the first one.
Ready, set, and go. There's a voice that cries out in the silence. Searching for hearts that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. She wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. Searching for a heart that is desperate. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all, and he says, love me with your whole heart.
He wants it all today.
Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Oh, there we go. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth.
Mm-hmm.
keep searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give them their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today.
Just the hop work.
Bow down. Let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. That's it. He wants it all today. He wants it all. All of you, more of you. He wants it all today. Hey, 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 hey. All of you, more of you. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. So give it all.
Yeah, y'all. That was nice. I'm going to set my head. Sound like a choir.
You know,
be quiet.
Better than that. That's the message for tonight.
Yes, service. He wants it all. Yo,
you up tomorrow. He wants it all today.
Amen.
He don't want you to have false idols.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want you to have false relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be real with him.
Yes.
Stand up for what's right.
And y'all know God is the realest on our team. Like, all he wants is honesty. That's all he wants.
That's it.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Yeah. That's all he wants. Loyalty and honesty. And don't trade on him for nobody. Don't trade on him for one good thing that, and he can give you more of that good thing. Don't do that. Because God is the best. God is the best. Like, he gives you the best. He is the best. Like, he...
Don't put it like that.
What you mean?
The way you just put it just made it seem like, oh, just only love God because he's going to give you good things.
Oh, no. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. Don't twist my words because I will jump down your throat about my God, honey. Let me let you know what Clara is, okay? Clara is saying, don't try to jump for one thing just because it seems good. And God can, you know, God will do more than what you think that he can do just because you get that one good thing that one time. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Thank you. I need a clarification.
You got your clarification. Try again.
Yes.
Try again. Try again.
Mm-hmm. No.
Y'all heard her dad. I explained myself.
He just wants it all.
Like, God is the realest on my team. Like, I love y'all, but God is the realest. Like, I know y'all probably lied to me. Like, y'all got that. Like, I know y'all probably lied, you know.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? I'm here. God brought me here.
Finally, God brought y'all. Finally. Y'all bang been here the longest. Finally. And I just want to thank God for my friends because I love my friends. They don't want, I just love my friends. Like, they always give, they always, you know, boost me up, give me confidence. When I call, they don't always answer. But, you know, that don't matter.
But I know a man that always answers.
And who they?
God.
Jesus. G-O-D.
Uh-huh.
G. Oh, and that's real red. Like, I really love God, y'all. Y'all understand? I love God.
What's
wrong with you? Okay. I love my level. Love my level. Love my level.
That's
where it's supposed to be. But, y'all was listening to Conversations with Laura. This is the 430th show on Purpose Kingdom Network. And... And I had special guest, my mom. Y'all know her, Miss Maureen.
Hi.
I had Della with some time. Say hey, Della.
Hi.
I had Amani. That's my friend.
Hi, mom.
I had Marjay, best friend. And you know, I
who that?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And you know, it has had special guest, Khalil.
Khalil from Cumberland, 27.
Oh, no. But I just want to say thank y'all for listening and tune in tomorrow. The other show that's going to be coming on, tune in when I come back. And just, you know, stay with Purpose Kingdom Network. You know, don't just listen one night. Listen to all of them. We love
God
you.
God is real.
God is real.
All the time.
Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! He is truly good and worthy to be what?
praise.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.